You could hear the chatter of young voices in the hallway of the CAO Head Start. It's one of the preschool programs for inner-city students at the True Bethel Church on East Ferry. Buffalo's Head Start programs are a very important part of early childhood and future classroom development. It's where you will find a great deal of interest in today's school board election.
I believe the board is divided because everyone has their own agenda.
Preschool teacher Chantel Duncan is also a Buffalo parent. And like many city parents, Duncan is tired of hearing about controversy within the current school board, as many city schools are failing and parents want students transferred to achieving schools.
I feel like they're saying one thing, but then once they get into the board, it's always something different. And I believe the classrooms are overcrowded. And then if they don't have a teacher assistant, now you have one teacher with 30 children and they're not getting what they need.
Duncan tells WBFO News today's election rates high on her priority list. She will be voting and hopes the outcome of the race stops the constant infighting on the board. Duncan said she believes many other inner city parents are paying attention and also desire change on the school board. Shayla Jackson is one of those parents. Jackson works as a case manager at the Head Start program.
But for the sake of the community, these kids, like every day you see them outside, they're hopeless.
Jackson is also the parent of a 14-year-old teenage boy. But given the amount of failing schools in the city and dysfunction in the district, Jackson decided to send him to a charter school. Still, as a Buffalo resident, she's fed up.
It's very frustrating because I'm a black woman. I live in a black community, and regardless, it's our kids, you know. And at the end of the day, this is our future. And it's sad to see that no one really cares. It's all about a dollar sign. Everything is political. I don't care what side you're on. You know, nobody is really thinking about the kids, you know, what's going on with the kids.
Jackson says she believes parents do care, but many work and won't have the opportunity to vote today. However, Jackson says she's committed to casting her vote to make sure her voice is heard. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.